And it is the middle of the month. Time to find out what's happening in Cowal with Alan Zerner. Morning, Alan.
Yeah, good morning, Keith.
I hear Doc Joy's coming to town today.
Yes, she only comes once every, I think it's every month or so. It's fairly popular. She's a women's doctor and, you know, she gets quite a lot of consultations with people for that, of course, yeah.
And what's happening with the library? I understand there's an author coming by fairly soon.
Yes, Trish Stringer. I should really find out if she's related to any Stringer here on the Peninsula. But anyway, she's quite a well-known author, and she's coming to the library on October the 21st, 6 p.m. Please contact Nicole at the library to get tickets because of COVID. They want to make sure that the numbers are not over the number.
And while we're on the topic of things coming up next week, I understand Franklin Harbour Development Group has a meeting next week too.
Yes, that's also on Wednesday the 21st at 7 p.m. in the council chambers. It's the AGM.
Cowal markets, now they're returning. That's good news.
Absolutely, yes. There's been a bit of conjecture as we should have run them in October, but as it turned out, with the weather the way it was on that Sunday, it wouldn't have been very pleasant anyway. So we're back on November the 1st at the Cowal Main Street markets. Contact Davin Wagner. Everyone around here knows Davin. But if they don't, it's 0428 618175.
Now, I know that there's a little bit of rivalry happening between Cowal and Cleve, and Bess Winkley from Cleve probably won't be thrilled at your little plug, but give us the reason why Cowal should be Ag Town of the Year.
That goes back 100 and something years, the rivalry between Cowal and Cleve. Yeah, Cowal was just a bit of a thing from the council and other people to say, if you're inclined to vote in these surveys, please vote for Cowal as the Agricultural Town of the Year in South Australia.
And the Senior Citizens Christmas Party, it's happening with a bit of a different angle this year.
Yes, not in the Institute as traditionally has been for the last umpteen years. What they're going to do is home deliver a meal or food to houses, and they're encouraging you to have your own home party, maximum up to 50. I don't know where you're going to fit 50 in a home, but still we'll go with that. That'll be on December the 6th. So please contact the council to register, and then you get your name on there and you'll get cold serve and dessert and other little goodies to go with it.
And I understand Lucky Bay has got a playground coming. There's some money for that, but not quite enough. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. The Variety SA have been very generous in their donation towards Lucky Bay. It might have something to do with the president of Variety having a family shack at Lucky. I don't know how that goes, but anyway, no, it's all good. I'm sure it's above board, and Sandra Lucan won't mind me saying that. They've got T-shirts and hoodies for sale to raise funds as well, and I think they're also selling things like stubby holes and all that sort of stuff as well, just to raise some money to put towards the playground.
And make sure you get on board with that. Great opportunity to contribute to the community and raise some money for that playground as well. Alan Zerner, thank you for joining us, and we'll chat to you again in about a month's time.
No worries, Keith. Thanks very much, and I hope everyone's harvest goes well in the meantime.